the quiet crisis. There is a growing crisis happening in modern society. Most people can see pieces of it. Teachers see it in classrooms filled with distracted boys struggling to focus. Parents see it in sons who seem increasingly withdrawn, angry, or unmotivated. Counselors see it in rising anxiety, depression, and emotional isolation. And boys themselves feel it every single day, even if they cannot fully explain it. Something is changing. For decades, boys have steadily fallen behind girls across nearly every major area of education. Lower reading scores, lower graduation rates, lower college enrollment, higher suspension rates, higher behavioral diagnoses, higher rates of addiction, isolation, and self-destruction later in life. And yet, despite these warning signs, the conversation rarely happens openly. When people discuss struggling groups in society, boys are often expected to remain silent. Their struggles are minimized, dismissed, or treated as self-inflicted weakness. But ignoring a problem does not make it disappear. It only allows it to grow quietly beneath the surface. This book is not about blaming girls. Girls deserve every opportunity they have earned through hard work and progress. Their success should be celebrated, but helping boys should not be considered controversial. A healthy society depends on both young men and women developing confidence, purpose, discipline, and emotional stability. When either side begins to collapse, society eventually feels the consequences. And right now, many boys are struggling in ways previous generations never fully anticipated. The modern classroom has changed dramatically over the last several decades. Education has become increasingly structured around prolonged sitting, standardized testing, emotional regulation, passive learning, and early verbal development. These systems often align more naturally with how many girls mature during childhood. Meanwhile, many boys develop differently. Boys often learn through movement, through competition, through experimentation, through physical interaction with the world around them,